The character Sherlock Holmes was introduced in A Study in Scarlet in 1887, but didn't really take hold of the public's imagination until Strand magazine published a series of short stories called The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Once he caught on, the public couldn't get enough of Holmes and his sturdy confidant, the retired military doctor, John H. Watson. Residing in London at 221B Baker Street, the great detective's personality set him apart from any other character of the time. Edward was a clever mouse. There wasn't a trap he couldn't sneak food out of. One late summer night, Edward scurried out of his mouse hole in search of some tasty morsels. About halfway across the kitchen floor, Edward realized that the family cat was nowhere to be seen. It wasn't every day a bombshell like this one walked into my office. She had lips the color of blood and blue eyes that could melt the heart of even a hardened old PI like me. I knew she was trouble the minute I laid eyes on her, just like 100 other guys with 100 other stories like mine. But there was something special about this one, I could tell. Or at least, I thought I could. Hey, I may be a sucker, but at least I'm an honest one. Back in the days of ancient Egypt, as in current-day Egypt, the weather was almost always hot and dry. When a child reached their 6th birthday, they would begin to wear clothes that would protect them from the intense, dry heat. Lightweight clothing was also worn to keep the sun off their skin, while cool breezes that blew in off the Nile River cooled them down. When anyone ventured outside, oils would be used on their skin to keep it from cracking in the dry heat. I'm Kevin Grebner. Thank you for listening.